Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome back to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we have a hot, exciting show for you this morning, so I want you to sit back and relax. Well, except for if you're in the car listening on your way to work, or on your way to a meeting, or wherever you may be going this morning. Please don't sit back and relax in the car. No, we would love for you to be fully alert and clear-headed and clear-minded. But I must warn you, this is a motivational show, so we are here to shake things up. We are here to get you moving, to thinking differently about how you can become a success in your life and how you can achieve your goals and your dreams. How you can achieve your goals and the dreams. And a lot of times, there are obstacles, and the only thing that stops people from achieving their goals and their dreams in life, well, it could be a couple of things. One, they could fail to set the goal. And by the way, great morning to you. I see you there in the chat room. Good morning, Ms. Patricia. If you are listening via your cell phones and you can't get into the chat room and you would like, or you at work and you cannot dial in and make a comment, please feel free to send me a message via text and I will read your comment or your question over the air. And so, yes, yes, yes. So I was saying about goals and your dreams and setting goals for yourself. Well, the first thing you have to do, before you can achieve a goal, you need to set it. You know, a lot of people say, well, I haven't achieved much. Well, have you set much goal for yourself? You know, I haven't done a lot. Well, have you set much goal for yourself? You know, it's back to that same thing. I don't have much. Again, I would ask, have you set much goals for yourself? You know, my motto is, your goals will take you to the destiny of your dreams. You got to have goals. You got to set them. And it's not just something that we do at the beginning of the year. It's not just something that we do at the beginning of the week, though it is the beginning of the week, and this is great. But it's something that we do for the rest of our lives, each and every day. Every day, you're setting a goal. You're reaching goals. You set more goals, and you reach more goals. So the first thing is you have to set the goal. And then after you set the goal, but now with setting the goal, there's a lot to it because you have to set smart goals. You can't just CART is an acronym for goals that are specific. You have to say exactly what it is that you want. They have to be, the M is for, it needs to be measurable. You can't just say, I want a better life, or I want to have improved health. You say it, you spell it out to see if you can actually measure it, to see if you've actually achieved it. You may say, I want to lose 10 pounds. Now we can measure that because we can get on the scale today and then get on the scale. Well, we don't know yet, so let's see. Let's keep going. So SMART goals. So it needs to be specific, lose weight. It needs to be measurable, how much weight. And then it needs to be attainable. Again, I can't say, oh, you know, I want to lose, and I want to, if I'm, let's say, 200 or 300 pounds, and I say, oh, I want to be a size 5, you know, within this period, time period. Well, that may not be attainable for me, and a size 5 may not be attainable for me anyway if I'm 6 feet tall and certain body structure. So it needs to be something that you can actually do, something you can attain. After that, so you have your S for specific, your M for measurable, your A for it must be attainable. Attainable, or you could say achievable, but attainable, that's fine. And then the R is for it. It must be, you must set goals that are realistic. Again, you know, for me to, if I'm saying I'm going to lose, you know, some great amount of weight, and it's just not reasonable for me to do that. Again, body structure, any medical conditions would determine how reasonable is that, and maybe the time period that I'm expecting to do this in. I'm trying to do it, you know, for prom, and prom is in June, and here it is March. Is that reasonable to do that? So it has to be reasonable, realistic. And then the T is the crucial part of setting the SMART goal. This is what's really going to help you a lot, is that it must, you have to put a time to it, so there needs to be a timeline. So it needs to be specific, measurable. It must be attainable. It must be realistic. And then the T is for time. Must have a timeline to it. So again, if I said I wanted to lose 100 pounds, obviously if I'm talking about from today to June, may not work. But if I said within a year, that may be more doable. That may be more attainable. That may be more reasonable. You see, more realistic. Once I put that timeline to it, and that's where so many people fail in their goal setting. They refuse to put a time, and they put the wrong timeline to it. They put a timeline that, again, makes the goal unreachable. And here's what happens when people don't reach goals. Yeah, you guessed it. When people don't reach a goal, they begin to feel like a failure. They begin to feel like a failure. Okay, well, it's Monday morning. Good morning to each and every one of you tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show this morning. I hope you're ready to be empowered, to be motivated. Well, we're starting out this morning by motivating you about setting SMART goals for your life. We want to, this is your birthday today. If it's your birthday, we want to say happy birthday to you. We want to say happy birthday to our good friend, Janae Elliott Bennett. And she's been a guest on our show in the past, so we want to say happy birthday to her. And if you remember, she came on the show. She this was a while back that she was on the show. And so she's also has an online radio show as well. And she's also a writer and self-employed. She writes about staying at home, working from home. She has a lot of writings about that. So you may want to connect with her, all of you entrepreneurs who work from home. So we just want to say happy birthday to her. anyone else, if it's your birthday, I actually missed my brother's birthday last week. So just a belated happy birthday to my brother, Eric, also known as Ricky. Good morning, Ricky, and happy birthday to you. Well, there's so many wonderful, wonderful things happening around the city, around the state, around the country, and around the world. Yes, there's also a lot of tragedy happening as well. So our heartfelt prayers go out to anyone that has lost a loved one. So if you've lost a loved one, our heartfelt prayers go out to the family, to those who are in bereavement. We know that that is a very, very, very sad thing to lose a loved one. I've been there, done that, and moving on. So talked about for just a moment this morning, you want to reach goals in life. If you really want to do, you know, you look at people who are very successful, and sometimes we're in awe of their success. It's like, wow, look at them. Look at what they've got. Look at what they're doing. How did they do it? They must have had a magic potion. Maybe they had some kind of magic formula. They were lucky. They're very fortunate. Someone has given them something. And you know what? And all the people that I've met and interviewed and talked to who are highly successful, nobody gave them anything. They don't have a magic potion. They don't have a magic formula. No one left them a lot of money. No, they're not just fortunate. They didn't just run up on a luck. They actually, believe it or not, they took one idea and they just worked it. They just took one idea and they worked it and they worked it and they worked and they worked it some more. And when that idea became a success, they moved on to another idea. And some, maybe, you know, they did two or three ideas at the same time, but they kept working. They put their nose to the grind, and they worked hard. You know, it's hard work becoming successful because you have to step outside your comfort zone. You have to be in right relationship with people in order to be the kind of success that we see people who are very successful, like successful entertainers and successful people in the sports field, successful athletes, or we may find successful people in the medicine field, medical doctors, people who are discovering life-changing medicines, or CEOs of companies, people like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates, and very, very successful, the Oprah Winfreys of the world. Well, no, these individuals just simply worked hard. They had a goal, and they worked toward that goal. And you could do the same. You could work toward any goal that you desire. You come up with a goal, and now here's the key. You got to write it down. You got to put the goal on paper. So many people fail to do that little thing. It seems so trivial. It doesn't make sense. First of all, for some people, when you tell them to write it on paper, they conjure up in their minds all these little pieces of paper all over their house, cluttering their space. And they think, I'm not going to do that. It's just going to end up clutter. So they fail to do the small thing. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. You want to go on and write it down. It's a process. So the process for achieving your goal, part of the process is that you have to write it down. So that's one thing people fail to do, is they fail to write down the goal. They fail to state the goal. Write it down, because what happens is once you write it down, you're able to then build from it, to build upon it. And that's where, if you want to look at magic, that's where the magic comes from, is how you can build upon a single goal, a single idea. one single concept, a single principle. You can build on it. You can build on it. And so a lot of people who are successful, they are visionaries as well. They're able to see it in their mind's eye. They're able to see it in their mind's eye. They're able to visualize. They have an imagination. And remember we said bold imagination equals greatness. That's our definition for the acronym BIG, B-I-G. Remember we said we're thinking big this year. Bold imaginations equal greatness. If you want to be great, you have to stretch your imagination. So you have to have some time to daydream, so to speak. And the only thing is that the daydreaming that we did when we were children, most of that was good. Most of that was good. Because I would say that if you were to go back, some people say, what should I be doing? What should I be? Well, some of those people, if they go back to maybe the between second grade and maybe ninth grade, go back to those years and look at your life at that time period and try to remember some of the things that you said you wanted to do or some of the things that you said you wanted to be. You may be able to go back to the first grade even. But go back to that, and you will see. You probably will find a nugget, a treasure of there that you forgot about. It probably got, you know, it could have gotten buried under the challenges and just the day-to-day activities of life. To go into school, doing homework, trying to meet new friends, trying to fit in, dealing with challenges at home. You know, so many people come from what they call dysfunctional homes. And so it's not just a term used just to be cute. It means that there were many challenges in that home that took people's attention off of living their dreams and setting goals and being a success in life. So some people were able to stay really, really focused or get even more focus in the midst of the dysfunction, right? Some people are able to do that. Other people get consumed by the dysfunction and become the exact same thing that the dysfunction is, and then others, like, totally withdraw, and now they don't want to do anything. They don't want any parts of the dysfunctional behaviors or the dysfunctional lifestyles. But they become like a recluse, and they just ditch everything else that's in your mind. But now that you are, you know, past that stage, certainly if you're listening to this show, you're probably past the ninth grade, except for my little movie star down there in Nashville and my little stars over there in Hillside, New Jersey. You know who you are, but because you're children, I won't say your name all on the internet and what have you. But they know who they are. My little stars, they're very successful people already. See, that's what I'm talking about. So the parents of these children are watching their children's every move. They're not just fixing dinner, helping with homework, chastising the child to be a good human being. No, no, no. They're paying strict and close attention to the child's actions, their actions. Remember, y'all. And I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I certainly heard it many, 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 many times. Growing up, I heard it a lot. Actions speaks what? I know somebody's heard it too. Speaks louder than words. And, you know, sometimes we say that and we think about that as it relates to parent and child. And so we say the child will become more of who you act like than who you tell them you are, you see, or what you tell them to become. They will typically become more of how you act. Why? Because action speaks louder than words. And so most people know that, and so it's the doing, not just the talking. So I know for me it's always been a challenge because I talk a lot. So for me, I always have a challenge before me, and I like challenges. So I always have this challenge to do a lot as well, because I don't want the the burden of, okay, but you're talking more than you're doing. So I do a lot. I'm still not, balanced. I still probably talk more than I do. But I do a lot. I do a lot. So everybody, we have to remember that. Our action speaks louder than what we're saying. So in other words, I'm not going to say, I can't keep telling you that you can go and write a book until I go write one. I can tell you all day how wonderful it would be for you to write a book. But how about if I go write a book? Now, you see, my action has just spoken louder than what I was saying. It's like people who say, they love you. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you. But they never show the action of love. That's why people, you hear people say that love is an action word. And that's where they get that from. Because, and then they, of course, with Jesus, he loved us so much that he'd show action. He died on the cross. That's pure action. He said throughout his ministry, how he loved us. And God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So we know how you could say, but he also put action behind it. And again, action speaks what? Exactly. Louder than words. Louder, louder, louder. So we want to again welcome you to the show if you just tuned in. This is Marvelous, Marvelous Mondays. We have a great week on tap for you. We have guests that are lined up to come to the Coach and Lisa show. We have a couple of women out of Cleveland, Ohio, who are going to be coming to the show. These are women that organize a Beyond Abuse conference each year. They're going to be coming on to the show at some point in time. We'll tell you more about that as it gets closer to the day. And we have others that are going to be coming on to the show, talking about their businesses, their nonprofit businesses, what they're doing. Remember the Coach and Lisa show. We're going to be doing some new things in line of coaching by way of individual coaching. So we want you all to sign up for our coaching plans. We have coaching plans that can suit each and every one of you. Our least expensive, our plans start at $20 a month, and they go all the way up to $60 a month. But as the plan goes up, so does the services that you'll get by signing up. So we want to encourage you to sign up for our coaching. I want you to try it out, see if you like it. Yes, you are welcome to what's $20 is not a whole lot, but it's enough to get you started. So you can always inbox me or call me if you'd like to sign up for that coaching. But also we're going to be doing some live coaching sessions around the country. So starting in March the 18th, we will be in Atlanta, Georgia, and we will be offering some coaching there. While we're in Atlanta, Georgia, we will also be doing a personality assessment workshop. So we're very excited about that. March 12th, put that date on your calendar. Remember, that is our big writers convention. We were online yesterday evening with a couple of people that are also excited about it. Sunday, we had two women on our Sunday Blog Talk Radio ministry, Sisters in the Spirit, and we were talking to two of the authors who have books who are going to be there sharing their journey of becoming authors, and many others will be there this Saturday. Don't miss it, at the Wyndham Hotel, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then afterwards, we're going to go to a book club. So next Saturday is going to be a busy day. We're going to go to a book club right afterwards down in the Linden Rahway area with the Women's Empowerment Book Club. where they are still reading, I believe they're still reading The Cry of a Woman's Heart by Pastor Rebecca Simmons, who will also be one of the panel speakers on March the 12th. So I know Lucille Hollis said that she wants to come. You need to come. If you want to write your book, you need to come, because you're going to learn everything from A to Z, how to get your book in print, from A to Z, from your heart to their hands, and how to actually launch your book as a business. We have Mr. E. Dean Coles coming from Atlanta. You know, he was our guest the other Friday on the show, and he is going to be there sharing how you can turn your book into a business, from book to business, yes, from book to business to billionaire. That's what I'm talking about. So he's going to be there to share information with you, and that is going to be very, very, very exciting. We also have Mr. Versi L. Walker, who you hear right here on the Coach Lisa Show each and every Wednesday. He will also be in the house to share his publishing secrets. It's going to be exciting at the Wyndham Garden Hotel on Routes 1 and 9 in Newark, New Jersey, right on the other side of the highway from the Newark Airport. You can't miss it. For those of you who are plugging it into your GPS, you need to put in 550 International Way. 550 International Way. If you're plugging it into your GPS, the GPS will not pick up Routes 1 and 9. It will pick up International Way. So we don't want you driving around, riding around in circles. So we are excited, excited, excited about March. We've met some awesome, awesome, awesome authors, and they are living their dreams. We're going to be helping business people who have a business write books. We have, we're going to be playing Mr. Paul Kiriazis. We're going to play his interview about doing an audio book. As you know, if you listen to the show, if you listened to the show last week, Mr. Paul gave out tips on how to get your audiobook done. So we're excited to play that. We know he can't be here. He's all the way in Tokyo, Japan. But we are very excited that he's still going to be a part of it, thereby being our total international connection. Yes, it's the first international Northeast Christian writer and publisher convention and book expo, you might as well say, because we have so many authors coming. They will be bringing their books. They will have their books there. And we are starting a thing up here in New Jersey where authors are going to be supporting authors. We're going to have a community of authors where we're going to all be supporting each other in our small business ventures. Again, you know, we have to set the goal, and then we have to go after the goal, and then we will achieve the goal, and then we will have success for that goal. Now, we'll always have another goal to work on. So it's not like you have this one goal, you reach it, and then you're done for life. No. Excuse me, it doesn't work that way. There's always another goal. There's always another assignment. God is going to give you another assignment to achieve. Remember the talents, the parable of the talents. The one who used all the talents that they have, God doubled what they had and then gave them more. So it's never an end of year. You'll be working on things until he gets back. Until he comes back, you will be busy. So that's what's going to take place on Saturday. Also, I just found a ghostwriter. And, you know, sometimes things are right under our nose and we never even know it. But, like I said, these are things that people have been wanting to do or doing ever since they were little kids. You just have to tap into people's talents. And that's one of the skills that I have been given. And that is this ability to tap people's talent, to pull it out of them, to illuminate it so that they can also see what that talent is. And it's fun. For me, it's fun because it's their inner talent. It's what they had already. And so it's never a fight. I never have to struggle with people with that because it's something that really was deep in their hearts. They were longing to do. So it's just being brought out into the light. And, wow, it's like they're happy, they're excited. I'm happy, I'm excited. And it's so much fun to watch. And so I would love to just do that every day, all day. I could do it every day, all day, not a problem. So I'm opening up the center where I'm going to be able to fully and freely just tap into people's talents. As a matter of fact, if you have someone, just send them to me, and by the time I get through with them, I will have tapped their talent and tapped their talent, their skills, their abilities. And that's what we're going to be doing starting in April at the Newark Screens. We're going to be doing career success seminars. I will be there myself and Miss Tina Lane. She's also going to be there as well. We're going to be hosting a series of one-hour seminars where people will learn how to tap into their own talent, because ultimately we need to teach people how to tap into not only their talent, but to the talents of your children and your those around you. So that's going to be very, very, very exciting. And yes, 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 I see some chatting in the chat room. Good morning to you lovely people in the chat room. Good morning. If you have a comment or a question, please, please, please feel free to type it in and I will answer it. If you are on the switchboard, just go right ahead. Yes, good morning. Good morning to our good friend. Also, we have April 1st and 2nd coming up. That's where we do our Kingdom Women's Empowerment Summit. So we have March 12th. So March 12th, we have the Writers and Publishers Convention, and the theme is Just Write It. Just write it. Just get it out. Like I said, we're going to be helping business owners who have businesses of any kind. We're going to help them put together, between a 68 to 100 or so page document that can be turned into a book that can also be used as profit and income. So maybe when your product or service business gets a little slow, maybe there'll be readers out there that will want to read. They may want to read your story of success. You know, anybody who has a business, whatever that business is, you have a story of success that is worth writing down, and it's, people want to hear it. People want to hear. I'm sure, for instance, I have my sister. You all know her and met her. And by the way, she is on the line this morning, as she is on the line most mornings. But she owns a dry cleaners in Cincinnati, Ohio, right? Now, you go to her cleaner. She's in a strip mall, and it's a nice strip mall. There's a restaurant there. There's some other things there. There's a big car dealership, like, right there. And there's a lot going on in that area of Coleraine Avenue where she has her dry cleaners. And you go up there, and you walk in, and it's a nice-sized dry cleaners. And it's not a little cubby hole. It's a nice size. And so she has the counters and all of this going on, and the conveyor belts and clothes are on the conveyor belt. She also does laundry shirts. Now, that's a whole separate process. Excuse me, that's a whole separate process. So, and then the whole dry cleaning thing, and she does comforters and all of these other different items. Well, I am sure that without even doing a survey, without even asking her, I am certain that many people come into that store. And they wonder, I'm sure they wonder, they say, how? They may never ask her, they may never question her, they may never make the statement, but I'm sure they say, how did you get this? Or how did you start this? Or why are you doing this? And everyone who asks that question are the people who would buy the book. It's that simple. So let's just say on a weekly average, 100 people say that out of the 400 people that come to the store in a week. Well, that's 100 books sold for that week. Now multiply that. Multiply that, you know, that number, 100 people, times a book, even if it was $10 a book, that would be $1,000 right there. That would be $1,000 a week coming into your business. Or let's just say you owned a hair salon. And again, you have your hair salon, it's in a nice area, you got your clients coming in. No doubt clients are saying to themselves, or people that come into your business are saying to themselves, wow, how did you do that? So these are the kind of things I'm going to be talking about on Saturday. These are the kind of things I'll be going over on Saturday. So I just wanted to give you a little taste, so in case you were wondering, how in the world is Coach Lalisa going to help the business person write a book, and why? Well, I just wanted to give you just a little sample of what I do and how I do it. So that's just one example. Another example could be a person who owns, could be a person that owns, or it could be a person that, like, for instance, I met a woman some years ago. She was a rape crisis, a rape crisis counselor. So once people are raped or assaulted in some kind of way, sexual assault or rape, and they would be brought to the hospital. She worked out inside of the hospital. They would be brought to the hospital. The doctor, after the doctors would see them or whatever, then they would have the person talk to her, just to make sure that they're mental and emotional stable to leave the hospital and go on and carry on their life. Well, she had seen a lot, and it takes a lot for her to do her job, right? Well, imagine some new person getting into that field, or a person that is in that field and not doing quite well. But imagine, and she was so good at it. And I said to her, did you ever think about writing your process down in a book so that the next person could pick it up and say, oh, this is how I do it. This is what I'm going to experience as a rape crisis counselor. This is what I should be on the lookout for. These are some of the pitfalls. But so almost any field can do it. It's what, you know, any field you're in. If, again, if you have found something that others are still looking for, you see, that's where books become popular. It's when you've found what others are still looking for, and you can get to that market of people. So the scenarios I showed you are just very simple, and they're easy. Sometimes it's harder to find your audience, and that takes time. It takes marketing research, that's all. Now, it takes time, yes, but it takes, you got to have a person who specializes in market research. And believe it or not, it's very easy to find market research people. Guess where they all are? For the most part, not all of them. Some of them get it naturally, and they're just out there hanging around on the streets. But the majority of them are in college. The majority, 9 times out of 10, the market research person is coming out of college, because market research, though we do research every single day of our lives, but we don't understand all the research, and we don't understand all the research processes that we do. So, therefore, it's better to get someone who's in college, because then they know all of the research tricks or tools or strategies and tips. So it's easy to find a market researcher. Just go to your local college and talk to the marketing class and put a proposal out there. So, that, we wanted to share that with you. Like, for instance, if I could do this whole thing all over again, and I'm not, I'm just saying if I could, and I had 5 children or so, I would definitely make sure that one of them went to school in business and studied marketing. I'd definitely make sure another one. Now I see why those parents made their children be lawyers and doctors to benefit them. But yes, you want to benefit the wider society. Absolutely, I'm only joking. But you know, but so since I can't go back and do it that way, I do it the next best thing. I bring people into my circle who have those expertise, and you have to bring people in your circle who have those expertise. You see, you go out and you find friends, and that's why it's good to go to those networking meetings, because marketers, people who do marketing research, it's not that they're very friendly people, because marketing, one of the keys to marketing is relationships. You got to know how to build relationships. So marketing people are typically usually very, very friendly, because all of their instruction and all of their training in college teaches them and trains them that relationship is the key, especially these days, because that's the new era. That's the era that we in. It's marketing, it's relationship marketing. So they all talk about that, right? So if you go to these networking events, that's where you're going to find them, because that's what they do. They go to these events, and you'll get a chance to meet them. And then you'll also get the chance to meet other people who will be very, very instrumental in your small business. So don't neglect. I know sometimes we don't have the time, and some of those events are costly, but because you are a business, it is a business expense. You can write it off. You can write it off under training. You can write it off under development, business expansion. So there are legitimate fields that you can write off going to those networking meetings for and under your accounting. So that, yes, you're paying for it up front, but it's going to reduce your tax liability at the end of the year. So you're getting it all back. You're getting it all back. So don't ever, when you're in business, we have to get out of the mindset that, because in our personal lives, we don't always see a return that quickly on our investments, or we don't always see the money that we put out as an investment. But on our business side, we have to look at everything we do as an investment into growing our business. Every dollar that we spend is being invested. Every book that you purchase is going into expanding your business. So again, you can write off books under expansion, growth, training, personal development, leadership development. Again, goes under your training. Under your training line for your business. So hopefully this has been helpful to you today. And again, this is Monday morning, the Marvelous Monday is a great way to get the week started. I know it's going to be a super duper busy week for me. As I said, we have Saturday getting ready for the first International Northeast Christian Writer and Publisher Convention, where we have about 9 to 12 authors coming who are going to serve on a panel. We have a magazine and CEO expert coming, and now we have a caller on the line. We're going to take this call. Good morning, and welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show.
How are you guys doing? It's Maurice Griffin.
Hey, Maurice Griffin. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good.
Great. Well, we're going to just let everyone know that we are listening to Maurice Griffin. We know that you are an awesome, dynamic recording artist, and we are so glad that we got a chance to get you here on the phone. Now, we know we don't have a lot of minutes left, but we still have a good, 10 minutes or so. So that's quite a bit of time in radio time. So and we're definitely going to have you back. So I know you've been busy traveling. I know you, about a month ago, you were on your way to the Stellar Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us about you have a new CD out?
Got a new CD coming out. It's called I Am Somebody. I'll backtrack. My name is Maurice Griffin, 24 years old, from Chicago, Illinois. I tell everybody I'm just a wind in the city. People may have known me from BET Sunday Best Season 2. Audition, and BB and Mary May was trying to get me to stop, and I was like caught up in the rapture somewhere. I was and I sang to God so much, I just got caught up, and they was like, "Oh, okay, he's not even here." But you know, that kind of got me on the show, and then I sang, and God just opened up some doors. I didn't win, but I won, and God blessed me to create my own label. I've been working full time as a gospel artist ever since then. And, I mean, every weekend it's just been getting better and stronger, easier and crazier all at the same time. The Lord has really blessed my ministry. I'm so serious about God now, more now than ever, because everything that he's done for me has shown me things that I've never seen before in the way that has been done. You know, normally there is protocol, but God has kind of shifted that, and he's making other doors happen, making other ways happen that I've never seen before, because normally that's not how it's supposed to be done. But God says, "I am the way, the truth, and the light," and, you know, so I thank God. You know, I'm behind him, I'm backing him up, so I'm following him, and he's opening up the doors and making the crooked straight, and I thank God for that. So, other than that, I've been blessed to have my own label, and through that, God has favored me with a distribution deal through Universal Music Group. And so come July the 5th, yay me, my project comes out, and I'm really excited about it. My big, big, big day is July 5th, but July 11th, that following Monday, I'm going to have a major CD release concert in Chicago, Illinois. Going to be at New Beginnings Church on 66 and King Drive at 7 p.m. I'm having a major concert, Ernest Pugh, New Direction, Jonathan McReynolds, new gospel artist, Daryl King, who's a radio personality on 102.3 FM here in the city of Chicago. She's going to be my host, and just a host of others. We're expecting 1,000 people that's going to be there. We're going to have DVD company there. We're going to have 10 media groups doing reviews. We're going to have an awesome time, an online radio stream. We're going to have Ustream, and it's going to be amazing. We're just trying to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to listen or see it that night if they can't get there that day. So it's going to be a blessed time in God, and I'm just glad that I'm grateful. I'm glad I'm actually able to tell you guys, because it's been a long time coming. You know how the industry goes. It's so random. You know, one day you're waiting for 10 years, and then the next day everything's piled up on the same day. So, but thanks be to God that they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. I'm just so glad that I did not faint, but I've reaped everything that God has blessed me to have. So, yeah, that's okay. It. That's Maurice.
Well, that's a lot, and you know what we do? We thank you for all of that, and we thank all those that are tuned in, that are listening right now. You just heard from Maurice Griffin. We're definitely going to have you back, because I definitely want to be able to play some of your tracks. So you got to promise me. I know you're busy. You got a lot going on. But through Patricia, we'll set up another morning that you can come back and we can play some of your tracks, because right now.
Oh, no doubt. Go ahead.
I got some questions for you. So you say you're 24. All right.
Yeah.
In 3 minutes, walk me back to when you first realized that you could sing, and some of the things that happened. How did you get to 24 years old having your own gospel label?
Well, you know what? When I was, my mom was playing, she had these little headphones. She put it on her stomach. And so, you know, when I got birthed out and I started singing with this little microphone, my grandma was like, "You're going to be a little singer." And so everybody's trying to claim that they could sing. Nobody in my family could sing. That's crazy. But the Lord blessed me to have a gift to sing. I thank God for it. So when I was young, I used to direct the choir from my little seat in the front row. And so I used to listen to people on the radio. And, you know, I think when I was like 6 or 7, I was 9 years old, and I was ready to sing like my first solo. So, of course, I did His Eyes on the Sparrow. That was the first thing that anybody normally sings anyway, by Brian Wilson and the Mississippi Mass Choir. And I sang that, and the Lord opened up a door. I was Kojic. Well, I am Kojic. You know, you got to be born in. How about Shende? Anyway, it was a national Sunshine Band State concert or state day, whatever. So all the churches from all over the state of Illinois came together, and they didn't have nobody to sing. So they said, hey, Maurice, get Maurice to sing. So, you know, he did such a great job last Sunday. Get him to sing. So I sang, and some lady who's over the national convention, like the AIM conventions, that they host like 50, 60,000 people that come there every year, she said, how would you like it if you were able to represent our state at the national level? And that was like the breaking part where I began to travel constantly as a young child. And when I got older, I was like, well, you know, that's great. I want to get some greater exposure. So I think when I was 15, the Lord blessed me to be in New Direction. And from there to 23, I was a part of New Direction. I was on four of their albums. I sang on two as a lead, two of their latest albums. And God blessed me to be a part of that. 2009, the Lord allowed me to be on Sunday's Best. And I was on Sunday's Best. And now 2011, the project's coming out called I Am Somebody, 1 Peter 2 and 9. And that's how we're rolling.
Wow. What a life. Now, tell me, how did you manage your schoolwork, and how did you manage, you know, being a kid during all that time? You said age 9 when you got your big break there at the church to sing a song, and you sang His Eyes on the Sparrow. How did you manage school during all that time?
It was easy, you know. I didn't do a lot of traveling. Well, I can't lie, I did. But it wasn't during the week. It was during the weekend. And I didn't understand what was going on with my life at that time. All I was doing was doing what I enjoyed doing. That was just singing. But I didn't know how powerful the gift that God gave me. I didn't know how strong it was. Because every time I opened up my mouth, I would sit down. I would do it as if it was just fun at that time. And when I sit down, everybody starts shouting and carrying on. And I'm like, come on now. I got to do this every time I say, you know, this was going on in the back of my head. But now that I'm older, I'm looking back at it like, oh, God, like, I really feel God, you know. And not knowing the capacity that God has blessed me, you know, I didn't know. But at that time, it was during the weekend, you know, so, yeah.
You were able to still go to school. Now, did you go to one of those creative and performing art schools?
I did. The area where I went to school is called Kankakee, Illinois. It's like an hour and 15 minutes south of Chicago. And they didn't really have, like, performing arts, so they had at a performing arts school. So we had they had to pick us up from the school that we were at and bring us to the performing arts school, and that's where I got all of my other creative, you know, like acting and dancing and PE, of course, everything that had to do with performing arts, you know, violin, piano, all of that. So I got
okay,
it all.
Okay, well, give us your website where people can find you on the web and connect with you.
I'll give you my easiest one. You can definitely go to Facebook. I have 6 pages there. Facebook.com/ MG Ministries. That's MGMINISTRIES. You can always find me there. You can go to YouTube, type in my name. I got about 70 videos on there. You could be blessed. Or you can go to MauriceGriffinOnline.info. Just got basic information about who I am, how you can contact me, and about the latest events that are coming up.
Well, we are looking, and for those of us who are over here on the East Coast, and I think somebody has a comment, so let me open up their line right quick and hear from them. Good morning, you're on Coach Lalisa. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning, Coach Lalisa. This is Minister Pat.
Yes, good morning. Go ahead, make your comment or question or...
Yes, good morning, Maurice.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to say thank you for tuning in. We're definitely going to get you back, and I just want to let the audience know I had the opportunity of meeting Maurice when I was on vacation over the summer in Atlanta. And
yes.
And you would think that we knew each other already because we talked and we just laughed and shared and we had such a wonderful time. And when I asked him to come on the show, he was just really excited about coming. But again, he's so busy. It's really hard trying to keep in contact with Maurice. But We will get you back, Maurice, and thank you again for coming to Costa Lisa.
No problem. You know, it's my pleasure. I love doing things like this. I am so sorry I didn't came at the end of the show, but I'm definitely going to make it up to you.
You know what? Listen, trust me, we understand. We understand people that are busy. Trust me, you came at the right time, and it's perfect because we learned a lot about you, your gospel. What is the name of your recording label?
It's called MGM Chicago Music Group.
MGM Chicago Music Group. Now, are you familiar with a person here named Lance Williams?
Yes, I know Lance. That's my good buddy, good friend.
Yeah, Lance and I worked at Continental Airlines together some years ago. And
wow.
I remember before he was Lance. Well, he was Lance ever since he was born, but before he is the big Lance Williams that he is today. So I just was wondering if you also knew him.
Now, what area is he? Isn't he from Philadelphia?
We live here in New Jersey. Now, I don't know where he lives now, but
okay.
He could be. But Philadelphia and New Jersey is just like an hour and a half away.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
He may do a lot.
No problem.
He may do a lot in Philly because of 103.9, that big Philly station where Yolanda Adams records live from there sometimes. And, she's going to be recording live from Yesha Ministries on March 28th, I believe. I'm definitely trying to make my way there because that's my cousin's church. So I'm going to be right there. I told him, save me a seat. They do a lot of recording. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. What a small world. So, you know, Lance, he has those big, like what you're doing, and I've been to one of his live recordings where he's had Kim Burrell and Walter Hawkins. Right before he passed away, he had him there about a year or two before he passed away, and he had Richard Smallwood and many of them. What an awesome time! So, when you have something in New Jersey, please let us know.
He should be here.
Yeah, I was going to tell you I was coming to Philadelphia, that's the closest one I'm going to be at this point. But be there actually April the 16th. For a 7-day at Venice event, which is weird to me, but thank God.
Oh, they party too now.
Yeah, they're calling. I'm like, well, bless God, I'll come.
They have their praise, and they have a big following. So we're going to look to
see. We do.
We have been talking with some people here about, if you know Spencer Taylor and the Highway QCs, they're probably one of those like quartet type groups.
Yeah.
But, some of them are out of the Chicago area, I believe.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's Spencer Taylor, he's like 8. So anyway, the show is going off the air, and people in the chat room will absolutely lose sound in less than 53 seconds unless they can hurry up and dial in to 347-945-7991. 347-945, but we don't want to press the issue for some people. We know they can't call in because of their phone situations, but we thank you so much, Maurice Griffin, for coming on, and we have definitely scheduled to have you come back so we can play some of your tracks live right here, and we celebrate you. We wish you all the best. We look forward to April the 16th. You'll be in Philadelphia, and whenever you get over this way or whenever we get over that way. And so thank you for coming on to the show. Check them out on the Facebook. What is the website again? MGM?
Maurice Griffin Online.info.
All right. Maurice Griffin Online.info.
Yep.
Did I get that right?
Yep.
All right, Maurice. Thank you with all your fire and energy. Thank you. God bless you in your singing. And, oh, gosh, as you travel around the world, we're going to go onto YouTube, look up some of those videos, and be blessed by your singing. Thank you, Patricia. Thank you, Miss Virginia Dancy, and everyone else who is tuned in to the show, Tina and others. And we look to hear that name everywhere. You all have been
Thank
listening
you.
To Maurice Griffin. All right, thank you. Have a powerful day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow, Tuesday, for another segment of The Coach LaLisa Show. And remember, your goals will take you to...
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of The Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.